Vlogger ruled to apologize to Neo and pay financial damages for reputation infringement. By CNEV Post. Neo has won a lawsuit against the vlogger after suing the latter for reputation infringement earlier this year. Gu Yubo, the owner of the account Shan Yu Shou on the short video platform Douyin, lost a first-instance trial and was ordered to apologize to Neo and compensate for the financial losses, the electric vehicle maker's legal department said in a statement today. The court ruled that Gu intentionally misrepresented and fabricated information in violation of Neo's right to reputation, requiring him to post apologies on his Douyin account for 90 consecutive days and to compensate Neo for financial losses totaling more than 600,000 yuan within 10 days of the judgment's entry into force, according to the statement. Neo opened accounts dedicated to its legal department on several Chinese social media platforms on May 8, and on May 15, the account said in its first Weibo statement that Neo had sued Gu. Since April 6, Gu had posted more than a dozen short videos on his account, using insulting and vulgar language, trolling and attacking Neo and Neo users, according to the May 15 statement. Neo launched a lawsuit against Gu for the infringement, demanding that he remove the videos, publicly apologize and pay 5 million Chinese yuan in damages, the May statement said. The court ruled that the 11 videos posted by Gu had maliciously violated Neo's right to reputation and had caused damages, according to Neo's statement today. Based on the play volume of these videos, evidence of the damage caused to Neo, the court ruled that Gu needs to compensate Neo economic losses of more than 600,000 yuan, Neo said, without mentioning the specific amount. Neo said the company will continue to donate the compensation in the case to support education, elderly care and other public welfare causes. For behavior that distorts facts and maliciously infringes on the legitimate rights and interests of Neo and its users, Neo will continue to defend its rights and interests through legal means, the company said. Neo has obtained some of the evidence of other self-media's violation of the law, and the progress of other infringement cases will be released in the near future, the statement said. It's worth noting that the verdict is a first-instance decision, which Gu may appeal, and that he sued the company for other reasons after being sued by Neo. On August 4, Gu posted a video stating that he sued Neo because the EV maker refused to deliver the vehicle to him, even though he paid the full purchase price for the new ES6 in July. Gu paid a 5,000 Chinese yuan deposit to order the new ES6 on July 4 and paid the full purchase price of 338,000 Chinese yuan on July 12, according to the video he posted. Neo invoiced him for the purchase on July 14 and told him the vehicle could be delivered on July 15, according to the video he posted. However, upon his arrival at the delivery center, he was told that Neo could not deliver the vehicle to him, according to the video. Gu said he sued Neo in Suzhou, Jiangsu Province, demanding that the EV maker deliver the vehicle, pay compensation of 1 million yuan and publicly apologize to him for at least 10 days. On August 5, Neo's legal department said in a statement that the company had terminated the car purchase agreement and refused to sell Neo-branded vehicles to Gu in light of his verbal abuse, slander and attacks on Neo and its users. Neo refunded the entire amount, paying double the vehicle deposit involved within the agreement, on the day of the termination, according to the statement.